Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And that's what Romans 8 says, that the Spirit helps our infirmities. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but thank God we got help. Supernatural help, enabling us to pray the will of God. And thank God for praying in other tongues. So much your head doesn't know. Don't know the future. So much you don't understand, but thank God you pray, use your understanding, pray with your understanding. But then as we do around here, you've heard us do it so many times, you say, Lord, we've prayed with our understanding the best we know how. Now help us, Holy Ghost, to pray out the perfect will of God further. And then you pray in tongues. You can do a lot of that, and you'll be praying out mysteries, praying out the divine will of God, 1 Corinthians says. So let's go on today to another area. Would you go, please, to the book of Matthew? Well, I tell you, also find Luke. Actually, go to Luke 11 first, and then go to Matthew 6. Both of these accounts deal with the same happening, different accounts of the same situation, but let's read something from Luke and then go straight to Matthew. Luke 11, verse 1, and then we're going to Matthew 6. We've been studying how Jesus has taught us to pray. And this is really the summary of all the things that we've already looked at in one place. Luke 11 and verse 1. It came to pass that as he, Jesus, was praying, he was doing what? Praying. And haven't we looked at so many verses and realized he did a lot of praying, right? If he needed to pray a lot, how about you? How about me? Certainly. He was praying in a certain place. And when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. As John also taught his disciples, and he begins teaching them how to pray. And he begins with our Father, which art in heaven. So many are familiar with. This is called oftentimes the Lord's Prayer. I don't know that it's called the Lord's Prayer in the text, maybe in a caption or something, but it was the Lord teaching them what? How to pray. Now, this is very important. Isn't that what they asked? Teach us to pray. Teach us how to pray. And some people have just taken this and made it a ritual. And they just pray it, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And they just pray it over and over and over. But no, he didn't just say, you pray these words and these words only. This is teaching us what? How to pray. Now before we get into this, and we'll go to Matthew's account now and study this over in Matthew 6. But think about what's going on here. They heard Jesus praying, and it made them want to ask, teach me how to pray like that. Right? Well, obviously, he wasn't praying just religiously, was he? Or they wouldn't have wanted to know. He wasn't just praying as a ritual. He wasn't just doing his religious duty. He wasn't just putting in prayer time. Did you hear me? You can tell people's relationship with God by how they talk. Well, I put in 30 minutes of prayer. I was able to put in a whole hour. Well, that doesn't sound good. What do you mean, Brother Keith? Well, let's say a man and woman are engaged. They're going to be married next week. And the guy comes back after he's been with his fiance, and he says, you know, I was able to put in 30 minutes talking to her. I was able to put in a whole hour us talking together. Well, that's not a good sign, right? That's not a good indicator. Why? No, when it is rich fellowship, the hours fly by. Right? You don't brag about I was able to put in 30 minutes. You look at your watch and go, it's been 3 hours? We just lost track of time. And that's true. You leave here today and sit down, have a meal, and get to talking, and the time just goes. When you're communing, when you're fellowshipping, you're not watching the clock. And what is real prayer supposed to be? It's communion. It's fellowship with God. And so they would hear Jesus communing with the Father. He talked to the Father just like the Father was there, that you could see Him with your eyes. He talked to Him, Father. In fact, let me give you an example of this. Hold your place there in Matthew 6 and go over to, let's see, John 12. Hold your place in Matthew 6. Go to John 12. Jesus was not just speaking into the air. He wasn't praying out of somebody's prayer book. Sometimes the Bible said He prayed all night long. What's another way of saying that? He communed with the Father. He fellowshipped with the Father. How many understand communion is two-way? Like we said last week, people are familiar with this term. Prayer is supposed to be interactive. Right? Not just that you watch something happen. It's interactive. You talk to Him, He listens. He talks to you, you listen. Right? Communion. Now, you're not trying to hear audible voices. You're not trying to see something or feel something with your physical senses. But God can become so real to you in your spirit that even though you don't see Him, you don't feel Him, you don't hear Him with your ear, He's just as real, and His communication with you is just as distinct as any human that you know. And it can become even more so. Now, if it's not that way with you, don't despair. Don't give up. It's just a matter of operating too much in the flesh. You can grow. I said you can grow. And you can become more sensitive. We spent a number of weeks around here teaching on how to be led by the Spirit. How to be sensitive to Him. All that's available. If not for me with those things. But Jesus was praying on this occasion. In John 12. And down in verse 26, Jesus said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. It's an interesting thing. If you'll go through the concordance sometime and see how many times Jesus referred to the Father, it's hundreds, hundreds. He's always talking about the Father this, the Father that. I always do those things that please Him. I don't speak of myself, but whatever the Father tells me. And what I just do what I see the Father do. The Father, the Father. I didn't come of myself, but He sent me. The Father, He's always talking about the Father. Jesus is the ultimate Father pleaser. He's our example. Prayer means that you're cognizant and aware of the Father all the time. And He began praying here in verse 27. He said that, and then He starts praying. He said, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, so who's He talking to right now? He's praying. Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Now see, here again we see knowing when to pray and when not to pray. Sometimes you'll start praying something and then you'll get a check and go, no, can't pray that. Right? It's an active, living thing. He said, Father, say, you know, it came up in his heart and he sensed what was coming up. He said, Father, save me from this. And then he thought, no, no, can't do that. This is why I came. This is why I'm here. Is for this hour. Then he said this, Father, glorify your name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and I'll glorify it again. Now that's prayer. I said, that's prayer. He said, Father, glorify your name. And the Father said, I have. And I'll glorify it again. That's two-sided. Did you hear that? Is that available to you and I? Now, you may not hear an audible voice. And this was an exception with him and other people being around. Do you know, have another place where it said that he heard an audible voice? You know, I'm not saying he didn't. When they're on the Mount of Transfiguration, a similar thing happened. But notice the people's response. When they heard it, verse 29, they said what? It thundered. Somebody said, did you hear that? What was that? First fellow said, that's thunder. See them clouds over there? And other people said, an angel spoke to him. And Jesus said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. See, the Father was so real to Jesus, he didn't have to hear an audible voice for him to believe that he was there. Did you hear me? He communed with him all the time without an audible voice. But you know, this tells you a whole other realm of things. Depending on where you are spiritually, you hear differently. It's amazing. Two people can be sitting side by side in a service and hear the same thing. One leave bored, the other leave changed forever. Heard the same thing, and yet they didn't hear the same thing. You can hear and not hear, right? These people heard the audible voice of God speaking. He heard it. I guess his disciples heard it. Other people heard it. Said, no, that wasn't thunder. Didn't you hear that? That was God. Other folks said, that was thunder. I've had people try to challenge me and say, well, you know, show us a healing and we'll believe it. No, you won't. Faith doesn't come by seeing. No. Remember, the Bible said the disciples saw Jesus come walking on the water. They saw it, right? And it says, and they were filled with faith. Huh? No, they were filled with what? Fear. Aren't they seeing a miracle? Isn't it right in front of their eyes? Did it give them faith? Faith does not come by seeing. You can see the greatest miracles in the earth and leave doubting if you choose to. You can explain it away. You can say, oh, no, they had that framed up, or that would have happened anyway, or, you know, well, it would have went into remission by itself, and no, that would have worked out anyway. Listen. Something good happens for you, every good gift, every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights. Give him the glory. Give him the credit. Say, the Lord did it for me. Right? Don't be a doubter. Be a believer. Right? Don't you like that? He says, Father, glorify your name. Father answers right back out loud and says, I have, and I'll glorify it again. Whew.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.